This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So let's take you to this journey to the past. What are you working on, Don Ecker?
The whole 12,000-year-old mystery. Now, when I said earlier in the show that our written history only goes back approximately a little over 6,000 years to the emergence of the city-states in Mesopotamia, which is today's modern Iraq, and I'm talking about the Sumerian culture, we have written records from that time. But what has always been something that had historians and archaeologists and other people interested in this is what they refer to as the Sumerian problem. Now, what in the heck could they be talking about? Sumeria is our first recorded civilization. It's often been described as the birthplace of civilization. Incidentally, I don't believe that, but that's how it's been described. But what is the problem? Well, when these people suddenly appeared, okay, in the plains of Mesopotamia by the river, by the rivers, I should say, the Tigris, Euphrates rivers, they came with civilization already buttoned up tight. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they had and used advanced mathematics. They had and used, they had government down to a fine point. They had a king. They had kingship. They had agriculture. They had animal husbandry. They had, did I mention mathematics? They had astronomy. Okay. As a matter of fact, they were some of the finest astronomers before the advent of modern astronomy equipment around. And we're talking about the first recorded civilization. Now, when they talked about where they got this knowledge, they said it was lowered from heaven to them by the Anunnaki, which means those who from heaven to earth came. Now, they just showed up. They showed up from where? Well, historians cannot agree on where they came from. But this is something that historians and archaeologists don't talk about, okay, because it's another problem. At that time, there was the extremely ancient city of Jericho already there that was over 9,000 years ago, which is 3,000 years before Sumeria. And then in the last few years, something else astounding was discovered. Göbekli Tepe, which is in today modern Turkey. Apparently a temple complex that to this day is still only very smallly excavated. There's a heck of a lot more that they've discovered using ground penetrating radar that has not yet been dug up. But with some extremely sophisticated columns and temple sites and carvings that show all types of animals and birds and other mysterious things, including recently, it's come to light, the depiction of a heavenly visitor that hit the earth. This dates to over 11,000 years ago. So my point is, there was a heck of a lot going on that nobody, okay, really has a handle on, which tells me that before this happened, this event, okay, that basically did a planetary reset back to the Stone Age, that there were advanced cultures out there. One of them, in fact, may have been the infamous Atlantean society and empire. Now, when you talk about Atlantis with mainstream academics, okay, they treat you the same way that 15, 20 years ago, if you tried to talk to a college professor about UFOs, all right, they'd look at you like you suddenly sprouted two or three heads. Like, who is this moron? Where's the man in the white coat and the butterfly net? But suddenly, it doesn't seem so preposterous. Plato, back about 460 BC, is really one of the first people, or if not the first people, to publicly speak about this lost civilization. And he credits it coming from an ancestor of his, Solon, who had been an Athenian lawgiver, a highly respected man, a man with, as described in history, with an unblemished character, who in his later years decided to travel to Egypt, because Egypt was the one culture at that point that had extensive records going back to the past. So he did. He traveled to the temple site of Sais, and he spoke to the priests there. According to Plato, he took extensive notes, wanted to know what they knew about many things when they broached the subject of the lost culture of Atlantis to him. All right. Now, according to the Egyptians, there was a catastrophe, and Atlantis disappeared in a day and a night. It was gone. This extensive civilization that had worldwide connections, and apparently they were master mariners, and suddenly nothing. Okay. Now, this is another angle to this story that I would think would excite anybody that has a modicum of sense and gray matter, because, you know, what is it, that famous canard that everybody uses? If you don't know your history, you're doomed to basically play it again. And we don't know when something like that, in fact, could happen. But there's something else that, especially coming from NASA in the last number of years, a lot of people should be cognizant of. They are continuously on the alert for space-borne bodies, asteroids, meteorites, and what have you, comets, that if they impacted on the Earth, what would happen? Now, just this past weekend, I read a report where a very large asteroid flew by planet Earth, and of course, there was no problem with it. But what would happen if suddenly they discover one heading our way? Now, at the beginning of the program, we were talking about MJ-12, and we were talking about UFOs, and suddenly the government beginning, or seemingly the government beginning to open up about that. And I was going to say at the time, but I didn't get a chance, well, what if, you know, why would they hide UFOs? Well, could there be something that basically, if the public knew about it, it would totally freak them out?
You know, our sponsors will be freaked out. That's a bad segue. If we don't give them a chance, let them have a bite of the apple. Unless, of course, you're a subscriber to Paracast Plus. Don Ecker, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, Don, it's your turn. You're in.
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're now really learning some lessons of history with Don Ecker. Go ahead.
So I was thinking to myself, what if suddenly the powers that be, NASA, for example, discovered that one of these asteroids or comets were headed our way that had the potential to be basically an extinction event? Would they tell us? And my bottom line is, no, I don't think they would. They would let it be a big surprise because let us say NASA or the government or the president comes on television one night and tells us, well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, NASA has discovered a 4-mile-wide asteroid that's definitely headed to impact on the Earth in a year and a half. Now, we're working diligently. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to try to deflect this space body. But I just had to tell you that, you know, if we're not successful, oh, boy. Now, imagine if, and which, I mean, nobody would ever do a speech like that, because if they did, what would happen? Would anybody want to get up tomorrow morning and go to work? Would anybody want to fill out their tax forms? Would anybody really care how rudely you started to act? In other words, the bottom line is we would lose that veneer of civilization before the event. So looking at that in that regard, I sincerely doubt that they would let us know until it was too late to do anything about it.
You make a really good point there, Don, that a lot of people don't necessarily consider is that typically we tend to think, well, wouldn't it be the most exciting thing in the world to know about this? As you just say, there's this flip side to the coin where it could just as equally make people apathetic. What's the point? And even if it were an ET or some sort of advanced race, we'd be going, well, why are we struggling so hard to come up with basically the same thing as stone tools and bearskins when they've already got all of the keys to the universe? Like, we'd be suddenly thrown into third world status.
No, it'd be more like 57th world status.
Sorry to interrupt there. Can I please?
No, that's fine. That's basically what I had to say about it. You know, well, I'll tell you, it's a head scratcher because we truly don't know what we don't know. Now, this is to go, apparently, it's going to seem like I'm taking an entirely different segue, but 20-odd years ago, the military and the intelligence agencies had a program called Stargate. And Stargate was involved with a military and intelligence-sanctioned group of individuals known as remote viewers. And basically, we're talking about psychics on parade, okay? They would use these individuals to try to peer into the future to see what may be coming down. Now, the military did it for over 20 years before they shut it down. And my point is, with everything that's happening today, I mean, you take a look around the world. And I'm sorry to say it, but we're in a sad state of affairs. We have a potential big problem with the nation of Iran. We have a potential huge problem with the nation of Korea. We are at odds with the Russians. We are at odds with the communist Chinese. Do you really think that they could afford to shut something down like remote viewing? I am convinced that they simply move that to another department and it's going just fine right now. They have those guys working overtime.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I remember a bit on the Letterman show where they actually had some Russian guys from their intelligence department pitted up against the guys from the United States with their technology. And the Russian guys were the guys that were using this before they started getting into it heavy in the States. And their aim was to find this thing that had been hidden within the office building. And they had camera crews follow the two sets around. And the Russian guys beat them to it by quite a substantial margin. I mean, when you're thinking, okay, you've got two sets of spooks, one on our side, and then the ones over there, whoever they happen to be, well, of course, they're going to want to get the same level of performance out of our intelligence as they do. So somewhere along the way, they can't afford not to look into it.
Oh, absolutely. And I had a contact with a guy by the name of Gary Beckham that I interviewed a number of times over the years, who really was ensconced into this research. As a matter of fact, he's got a number of books out. Now, one of the books, and I do not have them here in front of me, I can't tell you the exact title, but it's basically revolving around lunar mysteries. Now, the guy that was the person designing the protocols for this remote viewing program was a man by the name of Ingo Swann. Ingo was the guy and was recognized as one of the top psychic people in the world. And he had an extraordinary encounter with some extremely shadowy government people. It's a tremendous story. I'm not going to go into it all here. Although he detailed it extensively in his book, Penetration, which, incidentally, if you're curious about that, you can download the entire book on PDF free of charge. It's on the web. You just have to go to your search engine, put in Ingo, I-N-G-O, Swann, and Penetration, and you'll be taken right up there where you can download the book. But basically, this encounter with these shadowy intelligence people involved him being taken to a secret location. He did not know where it was. He was basically blindfolded when he went to this site. And for 3 days, they had him in this underground room performing some remote viewing. This project, he didn't know what they were looking for. He didn't know where his mind took him, but it suddenly became clear it was to the moon, the far side of the moon, where he described an extraterrestrial base.
Got to stop at the extraterrestrial base. The cliffhanger. Extraterrestrial base. Don, Gene, and Randall, you're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
12 people are dead after a shooter opened fire at a municipal center in Virginia Beach. The city mourned the dead as investigators looked for a motive behind Friday's mass shooting. Police Chief James Severa.
We've recovered a .45 caliber handgun with multiple extended magazines that were emptied at the time. The suspect was reloading extended magazines in that handgun, firing at victims throughout the building and at our officers.
Police said the suspect, who was killed in an exchange with responding officers, was a longtime public utilities employee. They believe he was the only shooter.
Suspect entered building 2,
and he immediately began to indiscriminately fire upon all the victims.
One of the officers was also shot. Authorities say his vest saved his life. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Don Ecker, what were you telling us about an extraterrestrial base?
Swan, when he began this remote viewing exercise, was given a series of coordinates. Okay, that's all, just coordinates. And he went through the protocols that he himself, as a matter of fact, had designed. And the process took over. And suddenly he found himself, his mind's eye, I should say, in what appeared to be an extremely dusty area, this place. He was looking at what appeared to be a green shield over these buildings, a lot of buildings, buildings with antennas, buildings with, you know, lit windows, all this type of thing. He didn't know what he was looking at. And suddenly, there were a number, he described, a number of humanoid figures out there working outside of these buildings. When they became aware of his presence, and suddenly all these beings, or, well, I hesitate to call them people, suddenly began looking at the spot that he was observing them from. And it frightened him so bad that he was basically knocked out of this remote viewing session.
Yeah, that sounds pretty freaky. I mean, that'd be like, if that was a dream, that would wake me up. Like, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, but this is definitely, I could not strongly suggest enough that you find this book on the web, downloaded. It's a fascinating read. It takes you through the entire Stargate program, the process, some of the remote viewing sessions that Swan was involved in, and I can guarantee you a night or two of some fascinating reading.
That sounds pretty cool. You had a guest on your show, Dark Matters, too, that's worth listening to. I'm going to need some help remembering who this guest was, but you had him on, And he was a guy, I think he was some kind of an engineer who got curious about where the high resolution images from the NASA went to NASA and had this whole story about the major runaround that he got trying to get access to the high resolution photographs.
Yeah. 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 And that was a fellow by the name of Vito Sicari.
Right. Yeah. That was a good show.
And that was from November of 1995. Yeah. This encounter with NASA, this was long before anybody was talking about hidden lunar information. Okay, this took place in 79. He was an engineer, a petrochemical engineer, based in Houston, Texas, and his firm that he was working with had been contracted to do work for another firm out of Venezuela. Now, this was back in the days before Venezuela collapsed. They had a thriving economy at the time. There were a lot of corporations down there doing oil exploration and other things. But anyway, Vito had been in touch with one of those guys for quite a while because their two firms worked together. And this company in Venezuela sent this fellow up to Houston. And Vito was detailed to basically squire this guy around for the couple of weeks that he was going to be there to, basically whatever this guy needed, wanted to do whatever. Vito was the guy that was going to make it happen. His name was Lester Howells. When Lester got up to Houston and Vito and him finally met face to face, you know, they clicked right away. They'd been in touch by telex and telephones for a long time. This guy reached into his back pocket, pulled out a beaten up copy of a book, handed it to Vito. And said, Vito, he said, you got to go home tonight and read this. Vito looked at the book, and it was titled Somebody Else is on the Moon. I forget now the guy's, the author's name. So, oh, George Leonard. Somebody Else is on the Moon, written by George Leonard. Now,
yeah,
Leonard.
I got that book. It's old, but it was pretty interesting. And that's what got me interested in checking out that show. So, yeah, please continue.
Well, Leonard, okay, had been a science writer, and he had some associates and friends that had worked in the Apollo program when we went to the moon. Our six successful touchdowns, the last one being in December 72. So they started talking quietly behind the scenes because everything at NASA at that point was very hush-hush. If it wasn't on TV and talked about by Walter Cronkite, you know, nobody else knew about it. And he showed Vito some photographs that the Apollo astronauts had taken that basically knocked George Leonard on his heels. What these photographs seemed to show was industrial activity with massive, and when I talk about massive, I'm talking about big as a house, maybe bigger, equipment doing unknown, inexplicable things on the moon. And a lot of it on the far side of the moon, the side that we never see when we go outside and look up into the sky. Now, Leonard ended up writing this book. It came out around 70, I think, 6. A number of copies were, well, quite a few copies were sold. And then suddenly somebody else on the moon disappeared. Okay. But this fellow, Lester Howells, had gotten his hands on it. So Vito came back to work the next day and said, well, okay, he said, I read through this. This is interesting, but what's the point? And Lester told him, I want to go down to NASA and ask to see these pictures.
Yeah, which, right.
You know, it sounds like a simple thing, right?
Yeah, the ones in the book were all like, they were low res and black and white. And I remember thinking exactly the same thing. Look, if they've got these pictures, they got to be better than what's in this book, right?
So, oh, my heavens.
Yeah, so he's decided he wants to go and find where these pictures came from.
Well, that was the beginning of an odyssey that lasted several weeks. And I wouldn't do justice to the story by just glossing over some of these things, but they made such a pain of themselves because NASA gave them the fast shuffle around. Number one, they told these guys, well, you can't see the pictures. Why not? They're classified. Classified? What do you mean they're classified? They're in the public. They're in this book. How are they classified?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, stuff like that. At one point, now, they wouldn't let them drive on to the facility. So they had to walk around. Have you ever been to Houston, Texas in the summertime? I mean, it gets hot down there. And these guys were old school, okay? They went down to NASA in their suit and their ties and, you know, and they thought, well, you know, they'll just point us to a facility. We'll drive over there, get out, go in, tell the guy what we want to see, and he'll get them, and that'll be that. Well, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying yes. Yeah, I'm saying yes. We're going to break for a couple of seconds here with Don and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So many fascinating tales from Don Ecker. Never ends. We could just say, Don, go ahead and do the show, and Randall and I will just sit back. Don Ecker, go ahead.
Well, this was a story that was virtually unknown to anybody. The upshot was, after weeks and weeks of dealing with these people that went to basically every length to obstruct them, they finally got the okay to where these photographs were stored, and they went down there. Now, in George Leonard's book, he had each of those photographs identified. There was certain coding. So, naturally, these guys assumed, well, we'll just go down there. We got a list of which of these photographs we want to see. I got the code for them. We'll give them to the archivist, and voila, we should have the pictures. So they get down there, they get in, they get to the guy, finally. Okay, his name was Roger, I believe. Vito identified him as Roger. Handed Roger the list. Roger took it. He looked at it, and he said, well, guys, this isn't going to do you any good. What? Why not? Look, it's in this book. Well, yeah, but here's the problem. NASA has the United States divided up in separate districts. Each district has their own set of codes for their lunar archives. For example, let's say your code for this photograph is 123. Well, it's not 123 here in Houston. Well, what is it? Well, I don't know. You don't know? Now, imagine living, for example, in New York City, okay, you go to the library, you're looking for War and Peace, Tolstoy's opus, War and Peace. So you start reading it. Suddenly you get moved to Los Angeles, California. You got to give the book back. You go to Los Angeles, you walk in, say, well, the Dewey Decimal System says, this is the number I need. I want to get War and Peace. And they have a different Dewey Decimal System. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing exactly what you're saying. And, you know, you'd think there'd be a master, so that they could cross-reference all of that?
There was. Guess where it was? Guess where it was, Randall? Langley, Virginia.
Of course.
Okay, Langley, Virginia. What else is in Langley, Virginia?
Lots of alphabet
soup
agencies.
Big building that says Christians in Action, right?
Mm-hmm.
CIA. So anyway, They finally got, and then this is after more BS, they finally got the correct coding for these photographs. So Roger goes and he starts digging these things up. Now, you would think, well, here we go. This picture, okay, yeah, this matches up with Leonard. How about this picture? They thought they'd get, maybe 30, 40 photographs to look at. No, they didn't. They got hundreds of photographs. Hundreds, you say? Yeah, hundreds. Why? Well, they would see something interesting with the cameras on board the craft, right? And it would start taking a series of photographs. First photograph, second photograph, closer, third photograph, closer yet, next photograph, even closer. They were basically shooting film strips of these things in close-up. And they were able to get a copy of, let's say they found something interesting in Mare Crisium. Well, they would get maybe 20 photographs of that something, each one in closer detail. And, yeah, they started seeing some amazing things. Now, when they went down there, NASA told them. Now, remember, this is long before pocket computers, etc.
They couldn't just take their iPhone down there and take a snapshot or something. Or
exactly. Well, there was no such animal. They were only allowed to go in there with a jeweler's loop, okay, a small magnifying glass. They were restricted. They could take their book with them. And no, my God, these guys were engineers. You can't take a slide rule in there. Why not? Well, because you can't. Well, when they got in there and they started looking at these photographs, and some of the photographs, you know, had all the information on the other side. For example, if they would have had a slide rule, they could have figured out the altitude that the photograph was taken from, the size of the area, and then they could start computing on how large or how small these things were that they were seeing. But NASA would not allow them to do that. So all they could work on from that point forward was on memory. I mean, they were going to great lengths to hide a lot of stuff. So later, when I aired that show, I did that show. It was right around Thanksgiving of 95. I'll tell you, I never in my life had a more well responded to broadcast than that. Even today, occasionally, like you just did, I'll hear from people, you know, Don, I heard that show you did with Vito Sicari. Oh my God, that was the most compelling radio.
Oh yeah, it was quite the saga that this fella, and it, because, I mean, let's face it, how many of us have bumped up against red tape with the government? Well, you know, his story is just like, if you think you've bumped into it, you just got to check out that episode. So there's another little tidbit you might be interested in when we go back to Ingo Swann. I've mentioned Michael Persinger in the past, and you said, you know, not all that impressed, but he did a study with Ingo.
What makes you think that?
It just seems to me that I recall kind of that you were saying, well, Persinger, not so sure that you were that impressed with him. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I might be confused about that, but you might be interested to know that he did some testing with Ingo Swann, where it turned out that his what they call the bipolar electroencephalographic activity over his occipital and temporal frontal lobes, there was a significant, what he called, congruence between the stimuli and Swann's electroencephalographic activity. So there was definitely something going on inside Ingo's brain that corresponded directly with these experiences that he was having, according to Persinger, who is a scientist, a real scientist.
Right. He's the guy that designed the helmet, right?
Yeah, the God helmet guy.
The guy that designed the helmet that through electronic means could cause you to have another worldly experience.
Exactly, yes. And he had the theory that maybe some of the types of experiences that people were having were caused by EM radiation from geological activity in the Earth, which is
right.
And, you know, and then he had the Earthlights theory for some UFO sightings. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
He's another one that's no longer with us as well. So who's going to step up and start doing some of the science now?
They're dropping like flies, I tell you. They're dropping like flies. Well, you know, if you look at the UFO field today and you compare it to the people that were involved in it 25, 30 years ago, if you're just looking at it from that aspect, I'd say we are in dire doo-doo.
Yeah, Chris Rutkowski was on as a guest on After the Paracast, and he posed the question, we've had these luminaries in the field in the past, Hynek, Friedman, and bona fide scientists like Persinger. And, of course, there's been others as well. But as you say, I mean, they're getting old and they're dropping. And who is going to, this is how Chris put it, who's going to step into the shoes of those people and act as the responsible figureheads for ufology? Is ufology now dead? Are we starting a whole new era?
I think.
Let's leave the question, is ufology dead? And we will look at the beast in our next segment with Don, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.